I know the best people. I know the best managers. I know the best deal makers. I know people that will make us so strong. I know guys that are so good.
Report in The Atlantic says FBI Director Kash Patel is often missing. The story cites more than two dozen anonymous sources, including current and former FBI officials, to allege a pattern of unexplained absences and excessive drinking. Patel has denied it. Staff writer Sarah Fitzpatrick wrote this story, and she joins me now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So what did you find in the course of your reporting about the FBI director's behavior from your sources, and why was there such concern?
What we found was a portrait that emerged over many months of reporting across the FBI and across the government, as well as others that had encountered Patel at various kind of places where they witnessed his behavior. And what emerges was a really disturbing portrait of a director that is often having unexplained absences, that is often seen drinking to excess, and that this behavior has reached the point such that his own security detail on multiple occasions has been unable to revive him or unable to awaken him or has struggled to awaken him, seemingly because he was still intoxicated from the night before. And I think the reason that that this reporting is emerging right now is because there is such an alarm coming from within the FBI and within other really serious law enforcement and intelligence agencies that view Patel's conduct not just as problematic or as an embarrassment, but as a national security threat. And specifically in light of recent events in Iran, you know, sources felt that this was really important to have known to the public.
What did your sources say about how this is impacting the functioning of the Bureau overall?
So that is their most important, I think, motivation in speaking out, which is that this is having real-time effects on the functioning of the Bureau at every level of the Bureau. The FBI director is responsible for signing off on some of the most important decisions regarding things like FISA warrants, which are actively tracking suspected terrorists, making really life or death decisions in the events of mass shooters or other threats. And then they are also responsible for, you know, they themselves are a target of our foreign intelligence agencies, of our other allies. And so by putting what all those who had witnessed the behavior really felt a need to emphasize was that for Patel to be in a position in which he is seemingly would not be able to respond in the event of an emergency or may not be able to be moved quickly in the event of a threat. But further, that our adversaries could be taking advantage of this behavior. And I think it's really important, too, one thing that was often cited is for any other agent, drink on the job, drinking to excess, a pattern of this type of behavior would be immediately grounds for disciplinary action and possibly firing per the FBI's own materials. So I think there was a real sense of alarm that this was impacting the Bureau's ability to keep the American people safe.
And really quickly, how has Patel responded to this piece, both in the course of your reporting and since it was published?
He has alleged that the reporting is false. He has threatened to file a lawsuit. And I would say that I stand by and The Atlantic stands by every word of this reporting.
Sarah Fitzpatrick is a staff writer at The Atlantic. Thank you for your time, Sarah.
Thank you.
He's an incompetent pedophile, and Roy loves that. More information, pictures, and recordings at dickbulger.com.